dancing with Nancy as long ago as last Easter day. Oh, yes, I do, and she pleased my fancy. So now the fiddler I have paid. This young sailor, he went up to the basket. He looked at the babe, his heart full sorrow. Since it is so, may we all be contented. But I'll be damned if I like eggs any more.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Lindsay Straw with Basket of Eggs from her latest album, The Fairest Flower of Womankind. And you can find out where she's playing by going to her website. I believe she might actually be appearing down at King Richard's Fair. But just check out lindsaystraw, all one word, .com. Before that was the Jeremiahs with A Plow and Stars from their latest album, The Femme Fatale of Maine. Prior to that was Pete's Posse with Stick Season Sweet from The Conversation, also their latest album, and then Three Daft Monkeys Gave Us Money from Year of the Clown. Well, I have been making my way slowly through all of the wonderful new music that it has been my pleasure to receive, and I was especially happy to see a brand new album by one of my favorite Celtic harpists, and this is meditative music from an ancient source. Thank you. Good morning. It's 9:07. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is where we've segued into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And if you've been following the news at all, you know that after Harvey devastated South Texas, Irma has churned her way through Florida like a freight train. They estimate that at least 2 million people are without power, and it will be a long wait to get services back to normal. Roads are underwater. There's vast areas of the state that are impassable because this storm basically ripped through both sides of Florida. And I've donated money to the Red Cross, and I urge you to do the same. Just go to the website www.redcross.org, and there are buttons there to donate whatever amount you would like. The minimum is we're a public broadcasting station, but hopefully by now you've seen enough football games to know what the minimum is that you can donate to the Red Cross. All right, then. We're going to hear more from Anya's album a little bit later. This is her 14th solo album from Anya Minot, a renowned Celtic harpist, vocalist, composer, and arranger. She's the title of her new album, and its signature opening song is born of a love for the word stillness and its manifestations of solitude and silence. And she says, whether it's used in meditation or contemplation, stillness helps to open or create more space for something else to come in. More peace, clarity, balance, serenity, perspective. For me, stillness says it all. So we're going to hear from some folks from the other side of the pond, though it should be mentioned that Anya was born in Ireland and grew up there. But these folks are in the north of Scotland. They call themselves the Nuke White Delhi All-Stars. And here's something from Delhi.
Kaise khelu holi, kaise khelu holi, more piya ghar nahi, more piya ghar nahi, kaise khelu holi.
Thank you. In a pub that I used to frequent, decided to leave cause my money was spent. An old gnarly hand pushed me back in my chair. Fear grabbed my soul with a man standing there. Amen. Eyes bore down where the blood is of red. Face that I saw turn my legs into lead. Tried to escape, but he would not let go. He leaned in, his breath sank. I wanted to throw, and he sang. Greed is a killer, money's a thief. Religion's compromise, whatever your belief. The law is a liar, justice is a joke. It's hard to find a system that isn't broke. Amen. His grip tightened around my wrist. I knew who he was, and I knew he was pissed. We drank till we fell, then we drank some more. Him on the piano, me on the floor, and we sang. Greed is a killer, money's a thief. Religion's compromise, whatever your belief. The law is a liar, justice is a joke.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 9:32. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That last piece we heard was Three Daft Monkeys with A Drink with God from the Year of the Clown. Says that's the last time I drink with God. Prior to that was Yorkston Thorn Khan doing Hallelujah from the Nuke White Delhi All-Stars album. And we started off with Anya Minot in the Name of Stillness. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. September the 11th, hop picking now beginning in Kent, Sussex, and Herefordshire. What time your hops begin to change color, somewhat before Michaelmas, you must gather them, and for the speedier dispatch thereof, procure as much help as you can, taking advantage of fair weather, and note that you were better to gather them too early than too late. And that advice comes from The Perfect Platform of a Hop Garden by Reginald Scott in 1574. September the 12th, this season considered a good and effectual time to take medicine. From the calendar of shepherds of 1604, good for the heart, saffron, borage, laughing, joy, musk, cloves, galangale, nutmegs, the red rose, the violet, and mace. Evil for the heart, beans, peas, leeks, garlic, onions, heaviness, anger, dread, too much business, travel, to drink cold water after labor, and evil tidings. September the 13th, hop picking in full swing. Londoners, gypsies, and itinerant workers flock into Kent. Nowadays, of course, you don't get that many Londoners flocking down to pick hops, but it is still reckoned a good time of year for a vacation. September the 14th, Holy Cross or Holy Rood Day, beginning of the nutting season. Also called the Devil's Nutting Day or the Day of the Holy Nuts. The hazelnuts, also known as cob nuts or filberts, collected today have magic properties. Look especially for double nuts, two on one stalk, which ward off rheumatism, toothache, and the spells of evil folk. But beware that you do not pick them too early, for the hazel is a powerful tree whose wood is used for divining rods, and to gather its nuts unripe is unlucky or even dangerous. And we may point out that today, Monday the 11th, is just 11 days until Rosh Hashanah, or the start of the Jewish New Year. September the 15th, nutting continues. Begin fattening fowls for Michaelmas feasts. September the 16th, St. Ninian's Day. Apples beginning to ripen. Yes, indeedy. CSA Share has promised apples very soon. St. Ninian, or Ringan, who died in 432, was a Romano-British bishop, much venerated in Scotland. His shrine at Whitehorn was a famous pilgrimage center, and pilgrims still visit his cave on the seashore nearby. Ninian's plant symbol is the herb southernwood, called apple ringy in Scotland, and pressed in Bibles to perfume them, held by the Romans to be sovereign against spells causing impotence. Under its English name of lad's love, it was presented by bachelors to the girl of their choice. September the 17th, fear strong winds which shake unripe apples from the trees. September, blow soft until the apples be in the loft. Markham's The English Husbandman of 1635 notes, as touching your fallings, which are those apples which fall from your trees, either through too much ripeness or else through the violence of wind, you shall by no means mix or match them with your gathered apples, for those fallings must necessarily shrink, wither, and grow riveled the sooner, so that your best course is to spend them presently with all speed possible. In other words, use them for making your first batches of cider or scrumpy. All right, then. We turn now to a gentleman well known for, I think you could probably say that this fellow has definitely assumed Tom Lehrer's mantle and gone far beyond it. And here's something from his latest.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this great arena, Durham, North Carolina, the heart of the research triangle. We've come to this particular place tonight because we gotta look at things from every angle. We need some answers to some complicated questions if we're going to get it right. To that end, we have here gathered some of the most expensive scientists in the world, eminent scientists, that is. We got biologists, biometricians, we got a quantum mechanic, an astrophysician, we got a cosmologist, a cosmetician, we got an astronaut, we got an astro boy. We got pea doctors, she doctors, knee doctors, tree doctors. We got a lumberjack and a life coach. On the other side, we have the true believers. We got the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterians. Episcopalians are here, past the hat. We got the Shakers, the Quakers, the anti-inoculators, the big ball slime. It's Madison time. The six blind boys, five tons of joy. Give them room, get out of the way. We got a Bible belter from the Mississippi Delta. Have them all arranged. Scientists, are you ready? First question. Dark matter. Oh, dark matter. Give me someone who knows something about space. Nice space music, Georgie. All right, what is it? Where is it? Can we get some? Stand up, sir, would you? You're standing. Forgive me. Dark matter, go ahead. Dark matter is out in space. It's 75% of everything. Just a moment, sir. Do yourself a favor. Use our music. People like it, and your music's making people sick. All right, it's a free country. Go ahead. Dark matter, what is it? We don't know what it is, but we think it's everywhere. I'd like to take a look at it. Can we get some down here? Of course not. Let me get this straight. You don't know what it is. You don't know where it is. We can't get any. Put that to the one side. Let's put the Lord faith, eternity, whatever on the other side. Show of hands. One nothing. Next one's gonna be a hard one. It's about the theory of evolution, and it's about animals also. So give me someone who knows something about evolution and animals. Who you got?
Wow, you're a beautiful woman, aren't you?
Doesn't matter, of course, but this science thing doesn't work out for you. Don't boo me. Don't boo me. I'm just kidding, you know that. Here's my question. Explain me the giraffe. Go ahead. Elaborate. With pleasure, miss. The giraffe, to survive, must eat leaves high up on the yabba yabba tree. That's true, isn't it? Of course it is. Everyone knows that. But Mr. Darwin's giraffe, a halfway giraffe with a halfway giraffe neck, could never have reached the highest branches of the yabba yabba. Therefore, he could not have survived. It's only common sense. Unfortunately for you, Mr. Charles Darwin didn't have any common sense. Evolution is a theory, and we have just now, tonight, disproved it. Show of hands. Nothing. Next question, global warming, is it? And if so, so what? One of the true believers seeks to be recognized. Hand him a mic, Charles. Thank you.
Sir, do you know what you are? You're an idiot. You're a straw man, a fabrication. You see, the author of this little vignette, Mr. Newman, self-described atheist and communist, creates characters like you as objects of ridicule. He doesn't believe anything he has you say, nor does he want us to believe anything you say. Makes it easy for him to knock you down, hence a straw man. I myself believe in Jesus. I believe in evolution also. I believe in global warming and in life everlasting. No one can knock me down.
Oh, we can knock you down, mister. We can knock your communist friend down, too. Communist? You call me an idiot. We've been knocking people like Mr. Newman down for years and years. Like this. Page 35, Georgie. Miss Dorothy, page 35. I know someone is watching me everywhere I go. Someone sees everything I see, knows everything I know. When I'm in trouble, don't have a friend, there's still somebody on whom I can depend. Someone who'll be there. Ladies and gentlemen, 15, 20, 25 minutes. Then and now the merchandise is moving. We'll be right back.
El Concilio Unido de Gobierno Mundial ha pasado hoy por decisión unánime.
The United Council of World Government today, through unanimous agreement, passed into law the total eradication of homelessness, hunger, and warfare on the planet Earth.
We want to live in a world that survives on the planet of life with light in our lives by the power of the moon and the strength of the sun. We are one on the earth. We want a world where there is love for everybody. We want a world where there is no more war. We want a world where there is hope for everybody. We want a world that's better than before. Give us a world where there is food for everybody. Water is pure, the air is fresh and clean. We want a world that is good for everybody. We want a world
Good morning. It's 9:56. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Anya Minot with the Chant of Eternity from her album In the Name of Stillness. Before that, we heard Gypsy with We Want a World from Enchantress. Randy Newman with The Great Debate from Dark Matter. And we are going out of here with Kate Chadbourne's For Joy in Yourself from Well-Wishing Songs. Hope you have a good week, everybody.